Hi, podcasters. I'm Dr. Mary Larajani.
And I'm Dr. Rena Lau.
And welcome to the Skin the Surface podcast, where we are going to address various topics related to your skin. Today on Skin the Surface, we're going to be discussing a treatment that many people are probably familiar with already because of the celebrities in Hollywood who love to use this treatment, and that's platelet-rich plasma, or PRP. So what is PRP? Well, it's an in-office procedure that we as dermatologists use for a variety of different skin conditions. And basically what the procedure involves is you come into the office, and we actually drop your own blood on the day of the treatment, and then that blood is actually spun down by a device called a centrifuge. And this basically uses gravity to separate out the contents of the blood. Once that's separated, we remove the red blood cells, and that leaves you with the platelet-rich plasma. And this is essentially just a super concentrated collection of platelets. Platelets are mostly known for their ability to form blood clots, so if you fall and skin your knee, or like me, slice right through your finger when you're peeling a mango, platelets will stop the bleeding and begin the healing process. But what many people don't realize is that platelets have so many other roles in our body. They release many molecules, and that allows them to interact with their local environments. Some of these molecules are chemicals, and those allow them to communicate with other cells around them. And some of these molecules are actually growth factors, and those promote cells in your body to grow, mature, proliferate, and regenerate over time. These super concentrated levels of growth factors allow for an optimal environment for growth and healing, and that's why we like to use it for a variety of different skin conditions. So now that you know what PRP is, Rena, can you go into a little more about what we use PRP to treat?
Sure. PRP has been shown to allow for healthy tissue healing in a wide variety of medical conditions. And this is just not limited to the skin. Actually, PRP was initially used by orthopedic surgeons in the treatment of tendon and ligament pain. But many of us know PRP for the treatment of facial rejuvenation, like the infamous vampire facial we alluded to earlier. It may also help with acne scarring, hormonal hair loss, and healing of wounds, especially on the legs. Unfortunately, not everyone is an ideal candidate for PRP, so it's important to talk to your provider first. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and often the treatment is tailored towards that individual. So if you are on any blood thinners, or have any underlying conditions that may cause hair loss, such as thyroid disease or autoimmune condition, such as lupus, you may not have the best or optimal results. So important to talk to your provider first. Now you're ready to start PRP. How do you prepare before the procedure? I recommend for my patients a few days before your procedure, avoid taking any medications that may possibly thin the blood or affect the platelets, such as over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen or aspirin. It's important to discuss with your provider before stopping any prescription blood thinners, though. Like Mary said before, we do draw your blood for the procedure, so it's important to drink lots of water to stay hydrated. If your scalp is being treated, wash your hair before the procedure, but avoid any styling products or dye your hair 2 to 3 days before your procedure. But don't worry, you can wash your hair the following day. So Mary, can you go into the logistics of the procedure?
Yeah, of course. So for most patients, and this depends on the patient and what skin condition we're treating, but it's usually about every 6 weeks for treatment. And for the best results, you have to be consistent. One treatment with PRP is not going to give you a substantial result. You really need to do at least 3 treatments. And for some patients, they may even need 1 to 2 additional treatments, as well as a yearly maintenance. And so these results are going to last for a variable amount of time, depending on the patient and what we're treating again. But some studies have shown that when we're treating hormonal hair loss with platelet-rich plasma, the results can last about 3 months if you're not using any other treatment modality. So are there any side effects associated with PRP? Well, overall, it's generally pretty safe with very few side effects reported. And that's really because we're injecting your own blood back into your skin. And so there's really no concern for an allergic reaction or injection site reaction. There's minimal downtime and typically no restrictions or limitations after the procedure itself. Some patients might experience a mild discomfort during the injections themselves or during the blood draw, and that's because we have to use a small needle for both of those procedures. Some may also experience a mild headache, soreness, or even some swelling for the first 48 hours, but that usually subsides fairly quickly. So now that you know that platelet-rich plasma is a generally safe and well-tolerated procedure, how effective is it?
Great question, Mary. Results can vary based on the injector. The majority of results found beneficial effects of PRP. However, there are some controversies regarding the results. because some of these studies have such short follow-up times and small sample sizes. So it's really important to do more studies to fully understand the benefits of PRP for our patients. A lot of times we use PRP in combination with other treatments. For hormonal hair loss, we use it often in combination with minoxidil or Rogaine. Studies have shown that PRP is not necessarily superior to Rogaine. However, I do believe that there is some benefit to using them in combination. Oftentimes, if you are having a hair surgery, a hair transplant surgery, or hair restoration surgery, it is recommended to do PRP before and after to help maintain that hair growth. Microneedling and laser are other treatments that are used in combination with PRP, especially for acne scar treatment and facial rejuvenation. As we discussed before, this is the vampire facial. And then for chronic leg ulcers on the leg, we often recommend compression stockings and leg elevation in combination with PRP in order to get the best and long-lasting result.
Awesome. Thank you, Rena. Well, that's all we have for today. Next week, we're going to discuss a topic that you've probably all heard about in the news this past week. There have been some recent reports that have shown that several of the most common sunscreen ingredients are actually being absorbed into our bloodstream at higher levels than the FDA previously thought. And although we don't yet know the implications of these increased levels of sunscreen in the bloodstream, it of course has caused many people to become concerned over which sunscreens are safe to use or whether they should be using sunscreen at all. And so tune in next week. We're going to dive into this debate and give you all the facts you need to know about sunscreen and sun protection.